AccuWeather forecast, it's going to be turning sunny. We'll have a high today around the mid-30s. Well, property tax bills have been arriving across Wisconsin, and while you're likely going to start to scream at the radio about mine is more, the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance is saying that the overall tax increase, it averages about 1.6%. The group says this year's change is about the largest it's seen since 2009-2010, when the net property tax went up by 2.8%, but it's also kind of similar to the 1.4% from 2012-13 and again last year. The president of the group is Todd Berry, who says tax changes in individual communities can always vary by community, even by neighborhood. Same with levy increases, they vary by local unit of government. For example, the smallest tax increases for school districts, though Racine Unified is down. 16 technical college districts combined, including Gateway, they have the largest average increase at 4.2%. Counties raising property taxes, an average of 2.2%. Levies in towns and villages and cities going to rise about 2.5%. November's unemployment rates for all the area's municipalities are out. They have gone down from the numbers posted a year ago, but only a little bit from October.
At 5.4%, Racine's jobless rate remains the highest in the state, down 0.9% from November of last year. Milwaukee's rate is the second highest at 5.1%. The jobless rate in November in Caledonia was 3.8%, down 0.8% from a year ago. It was 4.1% in Mount Pleasant, down 0.5%, 4.7% in Kenosha, down 0.6%, and 3.4% in Oak Creek, down 0.2%. The unemployment rates in both Racine and Kenosha counties were unchanged from October to November. The rate in Racine County was down 0.7 and down 0.6 in Kenosha County when compared to a year ago. Janet Hoff, WQRJN News.
The economy of the U.S. grew at a faster pace in the third quarter than previously thought. Scott Carr with the latest on that.
Revised figures show the American economy grew at an annual rate of 3.5% in this year's third quarter, a faster pace than previous estimates. The Commerce Department says it's the best showing in the last 2 years. The latest data shows strong consumer spending on services and better business and investment in buildings and intellectual property. Many economists expect the third quarter reading to be an outlier for the year. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal forecast the economy to grow 1.9% for all of 2016. Scott Carr, Washington.
This week in Kenosha, the City Council approved some sweeping changes to the ethics ordinance, the major component eliminating the ethics board. City Attorney Ed Antaramian said he was unable to give opinions on questions of ethics, such as conflicts of interest in the presence of the ethics board. That now changes, and waiting for a board ruling in the past, that could take several weeks.
But I believe it to be the case that an opinion would have come in, it would have been reviewed initially at one meeting, then it would have had to have been sent over for another meeting where it would have to be then discussed, and would have to come back for a third meeting where they'd have to approve the written response that would have to go out to the requester. So I would anticipate it would be at least a three-meeting process.
Alderman Kevin Matheson called the Ethics Board a failed experiment, in his words, that originally had some good intentions.
And now it's going to be a little bit more efficient. When we need opinions, we can go straight to the city attorney's office here in-house, get an opinion a lot quicker. That way we make sure we're doing everything according to way we should. And we have an ethics board that was essentially used as a tool at times, a political tool. And I don't think that was the intention of it.
Changes also made to sections of the ordinance that deal with statements of economic interest. They have to be submitted by the alderman, plus appointees to city boards and commissions. A Racine police officer slightly hurt early this morning while trying to take a suspect into custody on the city's north side. The officer slipped in the snow and ice and went to Ascension All Saints Emergency with the fire department's paramedics for treatment of a right ankle injury. Sergeant Adam Alacara says the incident occurred in the 1800 block of Hager Street before 5 a.m. The individual was apprehended with police deploying a taser against him. If Wisconsin moves to require drug testing in schools, as one state lawmaker plans to introduce, then Attorney General Brad Schimmel says the focus needs to be on helping those who test positive, not punishing them.
For a long time, we've been kicking kids out of high school for having some marijuana in their backpack or in their car in the school parking lot. That's an individual school district decision. But we should also be thinking about making sure that that individual gets some help.
Lawmakers could consider a bill next spring that would require schools to randomly test many of their students. A 14-year-old boy taken into custody in Kenosha, accused of tagging two museums, the Simmons Library, a business, and a residence. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook page says the vandalism was found November the 29th. Officers able to determine who did it. One person they found out, the investigation leading to a positive ID. Charges against the teen now referred to juvenile intake court. Potential changes to Wisconsin's public assistance programs, proposed by Governor Walker, going to mainly focus in on getting as many people as possible into jobs.
Enhance and improve the workforce in Wisconsin.
Governor Walker says just about all options right now are on the table for changes that would encourage anybody getting state aid to get out and to find work. An all-electric concept car produced by Volkswagen will be introduced next month at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit with the ability to be driven autonomously. It features two electric motors and all-wheel drive. Owners will press the VW logo and the steering wheel will disappear into the dash. Then it's scanners and cameras and sensors taking over to operate the car. The Racine County District Attorney's Office dropping reckless endangerment of safety and bail jumping charges against Zarell Strong. He was arrested back in the spring for the shootings of three people at a Bray Center event because there is now video evidence that shows him not to be the gunman. Judge Michael Biontek agreed to that dismissal. Strong, though, remains jailed because of some related charges, including witness intimidation. His next court date is January 4th. The family of Strong indicating legal action will be mounted against the city for civil rights violations. A young boy who stayed calm in Racine after his grandfather fell down the stairs got a special award from the Racine Fire Department yesterday at school. 12-year-old Lucas Condell awarded the department's Outstanding Citizen Award, a surprise ceremony at Mitchell School. Early the morning of November the 15th, Lucas heard a noise, found his grandfather at the bottom of the stairs. Lucas not only called 911, he was able to calmly tell fire and EMS crews his grandfather's medical history, the medications he takes, and other information, allowing for quick treatment. According to fire officials, family members and friends often do not have that information readily available, and that can lead to delays in treatment. Lucas's mother and grandpa were all present at the ceremony. Last week, we brought you the story of some Northeast Side Racine residents who were complaining about a three-week gap in their solid waste pickup schedule and 4 weeks on recycling due to the Christmas and New Year's holidays. Well, some adjustments have been made since and announced by the Public Works Department, also affecting Friday collections. There is no solid waste collection tomorrow, Friday, December 23rd, as well as Friday, December the 30th. Tomorrow's solid waste instead will be picked up on Tuesday, December the 27th, along with that day's regular collections, but no Friday recycling. Materials from December 30th, those will have to wait until January 6th, including the recycling, when the schedule for that resumes with the Green Zone. Now, as for the Monday solid waste group, the 26th will be collected on Wednesday, the 28th, along with normal Wednesday pickups. No January 2nd solid waste collection. The schedule then resumes January 9th, the recycling out of the Gold Zone. The amended schedule, all on the City of Racine website. Two projects involving loans from Racine County got approved this week by the county board. One funds the purchase of new radio equipment for several county fire departments, with each to repay those loans over the next 10 years, plus a 2% administrative fee. The other involves improvements to the intersection of Washington Avenue and Sycamore Avenue in preparation for a traffic signal. The county to pay $100,000 of the cost to be reimbursed by Mount Pleasant for half the amount, plus the administrative fee. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave praised for his work on the agreements, by Supervisor Q.A. Shakur calling them great efforts.
This is good collaborative effort, and this is great teamwork by the county and also the local municipalities.
Both those proposals approved unanimously this week. More wrong-way driver detection devices are coming online in Milwaukee County. The state DOT adding the equipment at 11 locations along Interstates 41, 43, and 94, plus State Highway 145. The State Traffic Operations Center provides 24-hour staffing on the support of the monitoring of the equipment and providing the information to law enforcement and to the public. Healthcare facilities across the state of Wisconsin, they are dealing with high levels of caregiver vacancies. The Wisconsin Hospital Association says certified nursing associates are the highest in demand, a 10.1% vacancy rate. Then it is surgical techs at 7.1%, registered nurses 6.2%, dietitians 5.9%. Healthcare hyperinflation is what it's called. It continues to be an issue here in Wisconsin, but Robert Craig with Citizen Action of Wisconsin says the data they have also shows costs have not spiked because of Obamacare.
Claims that health insurance costs have spiked because of the Affordable Care Act are not supported by this data. In fact, the opposite is supported. And furthermore, claims that repeal the Affordable Care Act will bring prices down are not well-grounded in the actual history of hyperinflation and health insurance in Wisconsin.
Citizen Action's annual health insurance cost ranking report shows wide disparities between higher and lower cost regions of the state, as well as large differences in the rate of health insurance inflation. Wisconsin school chief says kids across the state are taking too many tests. DPI Superintendent Tony Evers claims to have heard from countless district officials all around Wisconsin who feel that their local schools are just relying too much on standardized tests. Evers wants the state to embrace the new federal model, Every Student Succeeds Act. And if you're driving or flying to any holiday destination this weekend, Google says it is not too late yet for it to offer you some help. Travel expert Latoya Drake says its Google Flights can still do a number of things for you.
One is this idea of being notified when the tickets go as low as they're going to go, and that's the time to buy. That's something that's built into Google Flights. You can just set up an email notification.
And if you're driving, she says Google can show you ways around congested traffic, all at google.com. A few days removed from the high-profile Racine County board vote to sell the Ridgewood Care Center to an Illinois company, Supervisor Monty Osterman suggests it was one of the most difficult choices they faced because there was so much information to consider.
It had to happen over a long period of time because of the depth and breadth of investigation that everybody needed to do to be able to make an informed decision. And, in the end, the community was pretty divided on what to do with it. And it wasn't from a negative standpoint. It was just there are people that looked at it from the standpoint of the dollars spent, from a fiscal fashion period. And then there are those that looked at the care of our most vulnerable citizens.
On WRJN's Community Conversation, Osterman noted the safeguards for Racine County will be in the final contract with Villa Healthcare.
Those are things that I'm not privy to yet because Corporation Council and the County Executive will hammer through all of those items and present a contract to the County Board to ratify. Now, they are very well aware of all the concerns and the comments and the requests that the County Board members have in regards to Ridgewood and are very willing to try and incorporate those.
The sale of Ridgewood for $10.5 million projected to be finalized by the end of February. The Mount Pleasant Plan Commission voted at the end of a very lengthy meeting to reject rezoning, a conditional use permit, and the site and operational plans for the 170 residential unit senior campus at Campbell Woods project on Highway KR. Developer Joseph Campbell said there is still a housing hangover in this area, going back close to 10 years.
Of course, it's not what the bottom was, but I think there are several of you that probably know better than I do that it's not a healthy market right now for single-family lots.
Commissioner John Kiss, despite homeowner group claims that Campbell won't work with them on a potential compromise, said they need to get together and hash this thing out somehow.
Get it right. Nobody wants to table this, though, again. I mean, it's an inconsistent use, and quite frankly, when you have an inconsistent use, that is a basis to deny a zoning change.
The Plan Commission's recommendations to deny the approval for the senior campus at Campbell Woods now goes to the Mount Pleasant Board January 9th. And several states with newly strengthened Republican statehouse majorities could see their own versions of what Wisconsin now has with Governor Scott Walker's signature Act 10 legislation in this coming year. Lawmakers in Michigan, Iowa, and Kentucky have talked about developing bills based on the Wisconsin model, which follow the 2011 elections. Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.